Welcome back to I'm the Rookie. Oh, it feels so good to say that again. I've missed this space. I've missed our conversations. And most of all, I've missed connecting with all of you, beauty, spa, wellness professionals who are ready to take your career to the next level. Now, if you're thinking, wait, didn't this podcast disappear for a while? You're not wrong. My last episode was back in July, what was meant to be a supposedly 3-month summer break turned to almost 6 months. And honestly, I needed it. Let me tell you why. By July, I was feeling burnt out. I had been juggling so many things, work, teaching, creating content, and so much more. And I felt like I was running on empty. And here's the thing, when you're burnt out, you can't give your best to anything, let alone something you care deeply about. And this podcast is one of them. But here's the lesson that I've learned, or I want to share with you. Burnout isn't just a sign to rest. It's often a sign that something needs to change. And that's exactly what today's episode is about. This is for those of you who are feeling stuck, tired, or like your current role isn't serving you anymore. Maybe you've been thinking about moving into teaching, becoming a trainer, or even just making a shift, a career shift. If that's you, we're diving into the signs. It's time to move on and how to recognize when you're ready to take the next step. So let's start this with, how do you know when it's time to move on? Sometimes the signs are subtle, and sometimes they're screaming at you like a red flag on a windy day. For me, burnout was the biggest sign. I realized that the way I was working wasn't sustainable. I wasn't feeling the same excitement or fulfillment I used to. For you, the signs might look different. Maybe you're feeling unchallenged, undervalued, or like your work isn't aligned with what really lights you up anymore. One of my students, Rachel, came to me, I think it was last year, feeling exactly this way. And she'd been a therapist for 10 years and loved her clients, but something fell off. She told me, I'm not excited to go to work anymore. It feels like I'm just going through the motions. Who else has felt like that? You know, we talked about what she enjoyed most about her role. And you know what it came down to? She loved training the junior therapist on her team. That's when she realized it wasn't her industry she was tired of. It was her role. Sometimes it's not about leaving the industry. It's about evolving within it. So if you're starting to feel those kind of same doubts or lack of motivation, it might be time to think about what your next steps look like. Now, I want to talk to you about why teaching or training could be the perfect pivot for you. So if you're someone who thrives on sharing knowledge, mentoring others, or helping people grow, teaching might just be what you're looking for. I want you to think about the moments in your career that have felt the most fulfilling. Was it helping a client finally understand how to care for their skin? Was it showing maybe a new team member how to perfect that technique? Those moments of guiding and uplifting others, that's the essence of teaching. Teaching isn't about leaving behind what you've built. It's about taking everything you've learned and using it to impact others in a bigger way. And trust me, there's no better feeling than seeing your students thrive because of what you've taught them. So if you're feeling that nudge to move into teaching or training, how do you actually start? The first step is recognize what excites you. Is it working with learners in a classroom setting? Is it becoming a brand trainer or a spa educator? The beauty industry is full of teaching opportunities. You just need to find the one that aligns with your strengths and your passions. From there, start exploring what you need to make that move. For some, it might be as simple as applying for a new role. For others, it might mean getting qualified, like maybe with a level 3 qualification in education and training. And don't forget to talk to others who've made these transitions. There is so much power in learning from people who've been where you are. Ask them about their journey, their challenges and their wins, you'll find that most people are more than willing to share their experiences and support you along the way. People genuinely like to talk about themselves. A quick thank you to our sponsors, Developing Educators Academy, for supporting this episode. If you're ready to transition into teaching but aren't sure where to start, Developing Educators Academy is here to help. Our programs at the Level 3 Award in Education and Training are designed to give you the tools, confidence and credibility to take the next step. So download the brochure at developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure and start your journey towards a fulfilling teaching career. Let's talk about something I personally experienced over the last 6 months. The power of stepping back and reassessing your purpose. When I hit that burnout earlier this year, it wasn't just about being tired. It was about needing something more. I needed a new challenge, something that would stretch me and reignite that spark. And for those of you that do not follow me on social media, let me fill you in. I started a PhD in education this October. Yes, a full-time, self-funded PhD that's going to take me all the way to 2027/2028. But let me kind of tell you, this wasn't a decision that I made lightly. I didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to do a PhD. I weighed it all up and it had been on my mind for a few years. But I didn't have the right topic, the one that would excite me and keep me going through the years. And then it clicked. I found my purpose in researching about dyslexic learners and artificial intelligence. It's a topic that gets me fired up because I know I can make a real difference in the world of education. I'm not going to go and dive into all the specifics in this episode. That's for future episodes. But the point is, taking a step back helped me get clarity on what I wanted to focus on for the next stage of my career. For you, it might not be a PhD. It might be moving into teaching, starting a new role, or even developing a new skill. But the lesson here is that sometimes burnout is a signal to pause, reassess, and figure out what's next. It's not the end of your journey, it's the beginning of a new one. Taking time to reassess isn't about stepping away, it's about stepping forward with clarity and intention. And as we head into 2025, it's the perfect opportunity to take those reflections and turn them into actions. So if you've been sitting on the idea of teaching or making a career pivot, let this be your sign. Don't wait for the perfect time because there's no such thing. Start small, take one step at a time and watch how those small actions add up to big changes. Remember, I started this podcast after years of teaching and training, but I had no idea what I was going to be doing in the podcast world. And here we are, 70 plus episodes later, because I took the first step. And you can absolutely do the same. This podcast episode isn't just about me, it's about you. It's about recognizing when it's time to move on, when it's time to pivot, and when it's time to trust yourself to take the next step. If you've been feeling stuck or burnt out, know that you're not alone and you don't have to stay there. Whether it's moving into teaching, training, or just finding a role that excites you again, the opportunity is there. You just have to take it. So a big thank you for joining me on this comeback episode of I'm No Rookie. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might also need to hear it. And remember, you are no rookie in your field. It's just time to use your expertise in a whole new way. So stay confident, keep aspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.